Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 23rd, 2014. And before I share two special guests with you in just a moment, I want to point out yesterday, if you were tuned in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I had Nancy McGlathery, and she's with IHC, and they work with international students on the University of Illinois, and they are an affiliation of ISSS, the International Student and Scholar Services. And I'm just sold out on how we as Christians can reach out to the international community, help these students by providing love and care and compassion and involving them in our lives through various activities. Something as simple as taking them out to ice cream at the Dairy Queen, to having them into the home for a meal, to sharing maybe what Easter is all about or why we celebrate Christmas, or taking them to the mall and getting them involved in all the things community-wise that they can be aware of here as they're maybe visiting from China or from South Korea or Brazil or different parts of the world. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But let me mention again the website. Many of you can get more informed and how you can be a host family, or maybe you know that international student that's unaware of this program. It's free of charge, and they can get plugged in with an American family, and that family hosts them at various times. Maybe it's once a week, once a month, a few times a semester is their requirement, but you can get involved with an international student by stopping by iss.illinois.edu. iss.illinois.edu. I've done it for a number of years, and right now we're matched up with an 18-year-old from China. He goes by Tracy, which saves me because he has a real hard-to-pronounce Chinese name, so he made it really easy. He said, just call me Tracy, but he's been a wonderful young man that we've had out to the homestead, and we've taken him to a football game and done other activities with him, and maybe one day I'll get him into the studio. He's really open to learning more about the Christian faith and what it means to follow Jesus. And we've had some interesting conversations, and I'm hoping he's going to attend this Thursday's Alpha course that's being held at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's a great way to introduce people to the Christian faith. And so I've been mentioning this announcement over the airwaves, and there'll be topics like, who is Jesus? Why did Jesus die? How can I be sure of my faith? Why and how do I pray? Why and how should I read the Bible? How does God guide us? What about the Holy Spirit? So those will be the topics over the subsequent weeks. We meet Thursday nights beginning September 25th, this Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. There is a dinner involved. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Christian faith, and if you're a seeker, we'd love to have you come. It's a very non-threatening gathering. We have dinner, then there's a video presentation, and then there's about a 20-minute open discussion on where you can ask questions and try to find out more of, why do Christians follow this Jesus? Tell me more about Jesus. So if you need more information, you can call Helen at 217-328-1770. That's 217-328-1770. And by way of this announcement, you two, Dave and Julie Groth, who are in the studio with me, you volunteered for our Good Hope group and have a real heart to serving internationals and serving the children, which I think is so unique, because many times when there's these presentations put on or church events, there's a lot of times behind the scenes work that make it all come together. And you both, you and your two daughters, have taken an active role in serving the children of many of these international families. So thank you, Dave and Julie, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition. And I want to do a quick shout-out. I know, Adrian, you didn't plan on speaking or talking, but hey, this is your radio debut. Step up to the microphone and say hi to the Great News Radio listeners. Maybe you want to do a shout-out for your sister or something.
Hi.
Hi. Come on, you can do better than that. Tell me something about your sister, Leanne. Why is she a special sister for you?
My sister's really responsible, and she watches out for me.
Watches out for you. Okay, well, I know I'm putting you on the spot, embarrassing you a little, and you're 14. How old are you?
13.
13, okay. And where do you go to school?
I go to Judah Christian.
Judah Christian, all right. Yep, little Esther needs a big sister over there, so you watch out for her. Hey, thanks. Hey, tell me something about your mom and dad that you love.
My parents are really caring, and I love them.
All right. Hey, the magic L word is shared. Thanks for this radio debut for you. And Dave, I'm going to introduce you to our Great News Radio listeners because we've gotten to know each other through some meals, through volunteering activities. But it was 20 to 25 years ago, you had a little bit of an interest in radio. So this is your first kind of radio debut where you're part of a morning program, I think. I think you had done some IDs at college or been a little affiliated with the radio station. So introduce yourself to our Great News Radio listeners and then tell me something about Julie and introduce her to our listeners.
Certainly, Mark. Well, it feels like about 100 years ago. I was in the mass communications program at Illinois State University, and I did do some station IDs for WZND.
We still remember those, right?
Yeah, it was essentially it went out to, at that point, the dormitories, the residence halls. And now I know they've branched out a little bit. It's WGLT as well in Bloomington Normal. But WZND played progressive rock radio, and as part of one of my classes, we got to do a station ID, and it made it on the radio. So first time that I ever heard my voice on the radio was very much a head trip.
Well, now you're going to have it not only archived for you to hear and subsequent maybe children and grandchildren, this will be archived at greatnewsradio.org. But I mentioned, I think, a shout-out a week or so back where you're the manager at Arby's in Mahomet, and that you were volunteering, you and Julie and your daughters, for the Good Hope Group and assisting in various ways with the kids. But I appreciate your work and your service there in Mahomet. And tell me something about Julie and introduce her.
Julie is my wife, but more than that even, she's my best friend. We met in Kankakee while we were both working for a department store, Carson Drury Scott, and I fell in love with her the first time I saw her. And I'd like to introduce you to my best friend, my wife.
And your bride of 18 years now?
Bride of 18 years. April 10th in 2015 will be 19 years, Mark. So
19 years, two daughters as a result of this marriage. And as you mentioned on Sunday when we talked through this program, it was almost really love at first sight. You saw her, you both were working at this Carson Perry Scott, and you thought, attractive, interesting. Maybe I'll have some coffee with her, which turned into some frequent gatherings where you became friends. And then at what point did you decide, I think I'm going to ask her to marry me?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, it wasn't long after we met that in the back of my mind, I thought, and I feel strongly that the Lord was nudging my heart with every moment that I spent with this wonderful lady. That I just feel like he was letting me know that this is your bride.
Now, Julie, how were your feelings for him initially? And you have kind of a unique story how you came to the United States, and thank you, God, for people that reach out and desire to adopt a child and treat you like family from day one. I think it was about 8 months old that you...
9 months old.
9 months old.
Yeah, I was adopted from South Korea. Okay. I don't know what else you want me to say. I don't usually tell people I'm adopted. I mean, I tell people I'm adopted, but it usually leads to, like, all uncomfortable questions.
Oh.
And so I guess that's why I usually say I'm adopted, but then it's really why? Okay, I was adopted when I was 9 months old, and then I went to Missouri for maybe close to a year and a half, and then we moved to Kankakee, Illinois, and then that's where I was raised.
And I think you said your parents were Christian, but it wasn't until about the time you were
19
years old that it became a more personalized relationship. Who introduced you to the fact that Jesus not only is your Savior, but can be a part of your everyday experience?
Well, I was, like we said before, friends with Dave, and I just really saw something just really unique in him, and I just thought, well, this guy's great, and he's at peace, and he just has something that I want, that I have not had in my life. And so he invited me to church, and so we went together, and it just clicked. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. this is what I've been missing the whole time, you know, this personal relationship, not just going to church and just doing the motions.
And I think, Dave, you were saying that, you know, you grew up in a Christian home, you grew up attending church, almost feeling like you were a Christian your whole life, but there was a unique trip that you took, I think, through the church or with the youth group that somebody really laid out the salvation plan, and it kind of pierced your heart, and you're like, yes, this is what I want. This is who I've believed in, but it became much more personal to you?
Oh, yes, very much so. Like you mentioned, I grew up in Faith Reformed Church in Kankakee, Illinois, and I felt like I was a Christian my whole life. But it really wasn't until we took our Reformed Christian Youth Fellowship, RCYF, to Estes Park, Colorado. There was a national conference, and through Christian artist of that time named Tom Franzek, and he laid out the salvation message in a way that I had never heard before, and as a personal relationship with Jesus. And I was one of those kids that I feel like that was my salvation moment, was in the shadow of Long's Peak in Estes Park, Colorado, YMCA of the Rockies. I gave my heart to Jesus.
Did you sense at all when you started reading the scripture, maybe after that, it came more alive to you or more personal or any changes, or just that there was maybe an inner peace that maybe you had not had before? Because I'm thinking there's probably listeners that, well, I grew up in the church, and boy, Dave's story kind of sounds like mine. I just kind of always knew there was a God. I've always heard about Jesus. So I've kind of always been at peace with that, but yet I didn't know there was more.
Sure. Well, I feel that 66 books of the Bible, every book references Jesus. And that's one of the things that through my faith journey, reading scripture, the first time that I read Isaiah 53:5, he was pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. That was an eye-opener. The first time I heard my pastor at the time preached on that prior to Christmas and prior to Easter again, there was just such a connection that the scriptures were coming alive, and God speaking through his word was just phenomenal to me. And to make the connection that the very same person in 53:5 in Isaiah, there had been a group, a Christian rock group back in the 80s called Striper. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners may recall, but that was one of the first times I saw that reference. Yeah. I reference a lot of things through the music, the Christian music that I've listened to over the years. And that was a connection. Because then through that reference, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, 53:5. Oh. Mm-hmm. And then we go on to through the rest of, the Old Testament. And then referencing Christ, it came alive. Mm-hmm. And then you go into, Matthew, and on and on. Every book references Jesus.
Yeah.
So that scripture came alive after that.
And that's one of the unique aspects of the Holy Spirit, where he helps us kind of interpret or understand or apply portions of scripture that may have seemed just historical or a narrative that's like, oh, it's an interesting story. Well, then it becomes a little more personal as you say, Lord, guide me through these scriptures. Help me understand them. Help reveal truth to me through them. And that's that adventure that we all get to have as we read scripture, as we ask Jesus into our heart, as we follow the proddings of the Holy Spirit. And what encourage both of you to volunteer. You both attend the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, and I don't know if I mentioned this, you live in Urbana. Dave, you're the general manager at the Arby's in Mahomet. In fact, one of these days, I know we've been talking about it, I got to get either our Tootsie Pop displays or program guides or something there so I can do a radio spot. Hi, this is Dave with Arby's in Mahomet. Come on, stop by and pick up your Great News Radio program guide or so forth. And then, Julie, you work at Myers. You're their systems monitor. What's that? What does that entail?
It entails basically troubleshooting the different equipment, and if there's a problem, sometimes we can solve it without actually having to call someone out.
Now, is that like with something being scanned and it's the wrong price?
We do a little bit of the a little bit of that. It's mostly the equipment, like the cash register or the scanners. Something breaks down, and we have to go troubleshoot it before we call, and then write up the order. But we also do some auditing too.
And so you're in this relationship with Dave. At some point, he asks you to marry him, but you're seeing him at peace in some of his faith journey. Then was it him? Was it a message? Was it a youth leader? Who kind of helped you understand who this Jesus was?
Mark, I think it was when we went to church. It just kind of came real because I grew up in a Christian home and I grew up in Christian schools. So to me, I was familiar, very familiar with the Bible. But it's interesting when you start reading it on a different level, you know, than just, you know, reading it for a grade or something you're reading. And it's not just, I'm just memorizing it to get the A or something, or, you know, the catechism or whatever. So I don't know. I had a lot of people come to me later and say, you know, I'd been praying for you, and family members, and they knew that I had some struggles when I was younger, and they just said, I never gave up praying for you. And I had a godmother. She just self-appointed herself my godmother, but she never gave up on me. She's a strong Christian, and shout out to Donna Fox, because she never gave up on me. No matter how far I had strayed, and she always invited me to Ladies' Day at Olivet, Nazarene College, and people like that.
And I appreciate how you've put your faith into practice with this volunteering, which has been so significant because you're pouring into children's lives. You create these little craft projects. I mean, you make their time worthwhile. There's maybe a Bible story, some references to Scripture, but yet then there's a fun side, whether it's pasting buttons or gluing buttons to this paper plate or all these other different things. Where do you come up with some of these ideas, and why volunteer, and why have such a heart for children?
Well, I've gotten that, some of the ideas on the internet because I'm honestly not that creative of a person to come up with these things. But I really wanted to have I felt like God was calling me to do some kind of ministry. And I just prayed. I didn't know what it was because I'd done the nursery. I'd done various other things, and we do English conversation. But I thought, I just felt like he wanted me to do something more. So I prayed, and then I saw, actually, Mark, your wife, Holly, had on Facebook, she posted that she needed help on the Good Hope group. And I thought, Lord, maybe this is it. I don't know. I'll just see what it all entails. So I told her I was interested, and then she contacted me, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, she's maybe a bit like me. Once a volunteer, always a volunteer. I mean, I have my fingers in the different people's businesses all the time. Hey, you got to come out and help. You're really good at this. You're skilled at this. And thank you, God, for people that are raised up that can have that supportive role, because the other ministry work couldn't happen if, you know, we didn't have somebody else doing some of the behind-the-scenes work. And Dave, why do you volunteer also? And it's kind of neat that you get to volunteer as a family with your two daughters. I think most times you've been able to all serve together, all four of you.
Sure. There have been those times. When Julie began with English conversation classes at Mattis Avenue, I became interested. I kind of tagged along and have just had a heart for international ministries. And that's something that I'm very proud of Helen Kaufman, if I can give a shout out to Helen and Milo. They have been an inspiration for me personally, and seeing how they have worked in the lives of the internationals that have come into Mattis Avenue. I began helping with Good Hope with Julie simply because, as she had stated, was looking for a ministry opportunity to help out with the international groups. And when Julie asked if I would help with this, I was very much glad to do so, because it really connected with what God had been kind of prodding me on, was wanting to get involved with ministry a little bit more. And to be able to do so with the children, I've really grown fond of the kiddos that we've had in our groups. And, you know, they're good kids. And as Jesus said, go into the world. But at Mattis, the world's coming to us.
Right, right. And many times that word, too, is go into your world.
Yes.
Which might be that Arby's in Muhammad or, you know, at the Myers in Champaign or in the classroom, in your case, Adrian, or, you know, wherever we're at, that is our world. And so we appreciate your volunteer efforts. And I know I've mentioned or referenced the Alpha Course. We're trying to recruit you guys to be involved and participate. It's beginning this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. So if you're interested, there's still time, but you probably need to call right away. You can call Helen Kaufman at 217-328-1770, 217-328-1770. It's an introduction to the Christian faith. I think it's broken into 8 parts. It's on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. It does include dinner, and there's child care. It's a dinner followed by a video presentation and then some discussion. And Holly and I think we're going to be hosting and leading the Chinese group. I think there's a number of Chinese that are registered to attend, but it's to help you better understand the Christian faith. So if you're a seeker, or maybe you've just never been taught who is this Jesus, or why read the Bible, or why is it important to pray, then call right away, and we'll get you registered, and we hope to see you this Thursday night. Well, thank you, Dave and Julie, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and I hope to continue to grow in our relationships, and appreciated having you out to the homestead here a few different times, and God's very best to you in the worlds that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ in.
Certainly, thank you, and Mark. Thank you, Mark, for the opportunity to be on the Great News Radio with you.
Thank you, and now you have your radio debut under your belt. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
It's time to change our ways. Sing out with joy and praise. His Son died for our sins. Why commit them all?